Our guest tonight, Alex Jones. We're going to talk a little bit later on about UFOs. Aliens, are they real? With Alex Jones, why, you might ask? Well, you'll find out in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. How appropriate tonight from one of my favorite movies, Network, The Speech by Howard Beale.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Alex, pretty appropriate, isn't it?
Absolutely, and again, getting focused, getting mad, pulling out of the controlled left-right paradigm is the solution. And perhaps, George, we should talk a few minutes. We've discussed how it's being engineered. And how only a fraction of the bad debt and the fraudulent, cancerous paper actually came from the American people, and how we're being given the bill for it and being blamed. But what life will be like if they're able to not just make the Treasury a private corporate fourth branch of government, but it will make it dominant over the government? If you read this carefully.
And now, does this include the plan of the $700 billion? Does this have to be implemented?
Yes. And again, they're saying $700 billion, but Bloomberg's reporting that it's really $5 trillion.
$5 trillion, sure, eventually.
Yes. If they implement this plan, it will mean that the credit of the United States is now bound in to these international banks and brokerage firms that have engaged in all this crime. Now, remember, they've already taken the 1,000-plus trillion of fake assets they created, and they've already bought real assets with it. Bridges, infrastructure, companies, gold, oil, commodities. Now, they are trying to con us into signing the note, claiming that we owe it and that America owes it. And then, if you think 15%, that's what the real analysis is, it's been 10% in the last 3 years. It's going to be 15% in 2008. Compounded interest. If you think 15% inflation a year is bad, we're talking about 20, 25, 30, 40% inflation as we reach out in the next 2 to 3, 4, 5 years. And so this is the death of this country. Now, what is the plan of the IMF and World Bank? You see, they've done this on a smaller scale hundreds of times, and in the IMF and World Bank documents, in fact, when I was in college taking economics, they reported on how the British and the French and the Dutch and the Germans, how those empires, the Spanish Empire, going back 500 years, would go into a impoverished nation, a country, and they would say, we're going to give you a big loan, but you've got to sign your assets, your rivers, your lakes, your roads, your country over to us if you don't pay it back.
And they know they're going to default.
They know they're going to default. In fact, it's in, even in IMF and World Bank agreements that have now been made public, it is prescribed that they are to default.
And so in the head of the country, he walks off with a few mil, right?
Exactly, or a few bill. And remember, this is all fiat. This was made out of nothing. It's pledged by the home empire, by the homeland, whether it be England or Spain or France or today the United States. But then the private interest, they get the real assets. So they have done this over and over again, and they always had gunboat diplomacy. If our Benz in 54 wouldn't let the IMF and World Bank take over, the United States would send Marines down there and stage a coup with E. Howard Hunt, CIA section chief, running it. Or if Serbia wouldn't let the IMF and World Bank control their country, then they stage a war with them. It's the same story over and over again. But now the big prize is not just the United States, it's the world. Because the whole world has invested in the dollar. They have invested in the commodities. They have invested in our T-bills. They have invested in our debt. China, Japan, Saudi Arabia, Europe, Russia, Latin America. And so that's why you see foreign governments, not just the United States, trying to, quote, bail it out. Even governments are buying into the fraud. And so this is a Ponzi scheme where everybody's trying to do the right thing and prop it up. But the financial interests, the masterminds, know there's no intention of propping it up. They're only trying to get everyone to sign on to the larger Ponzi scheme. And that's why, listen, my first film in 1997, my second film in 1998, my third film in 1999, my fourth film in 2000, the Police State series, and America Destroyed by Design. They're all free on Google and YouTube. Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Go watch them. Go look at a young, skinny Alex Jones laying out. And none of this was my opinion. I would go to urban warfare drills, and the Marines and the Army were openly training to confiscate our guns and for economic collapse and martial law. That's how long this has been planned. And so when we hear, not with a bang, but with a whimper, in Army Times, oh, NORTHCOM was really set up in the mid-90s, publicly announced in 2002, a military jurisdiction over the United States, directed from Colorado Springs, Colorado, the true capital of the country. When we hear them say that it says in that Army Times article, we hope we don't have to shoot Americans.
And what happened to the National Guard, by the way?
Well, they're all out of the country, as the old-timers always told us.
Good point. You're right. They're all called up.
And so now they're going to move in regular combat brigades. Now remember a year and a half ago that the civilian head of the Air Force, the Secretary of the Air Force, in AP, headline read, I'm paraphrasing, you can pull it up, listeners, we need to use non-lethal microwave weapons first on the American people because it's illegal under international treaty. But if we use microwave weapons first on the American people, then we can use it internationally, saying it's a police tool. Well,
that was Michael Wynn.
Yes. Man, you've got an incredible memory. I couldn't even remember
that. Yeah, but it takes a while to go through my circuits.
Well, I can't remember his name. It was in the AP. Yes, Michael Wynn. And so the point is, they have the microwave guns deployed in every major city. They have the FEMA camps built down in the Houston Chronicle. They have the whole grid set up. They've been hiring aggravated felons into the Army and Marines. They've been hiring aggravated felons into sheriff's departments. They've been hiring illegal aliens, now about 20% of the Army. And so they have these foreign forces, these mercenary forces that will follow any order. And just last week, Secretary Paulson, who has an incredible conflict of interest. You know, it's his Goldman Sachs that's getting tens of billions of this, and he's the former head of it and still holds a stake in it.
And apparently they're also going to have the right to buy assets which are at fair market value, even though they're depressed. They're going to have the right to buy them at a higher price than fair market value.
In fact, it's worse than that. I have the quote by Bernanke. That was next. Not only should taxpayers buy the toxic waste, they should pay premium prices for it, and I have the AP.
It's amazing. They're going to make money on this.
Well, like, this is a raping. Federal Reserve, this is AP. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke told Congress Tuesday the government should pay more than fire sale prices for the toxic assets it would require under his proposed $700 billion bailout.
Unbelievable.
Plan. That could mean both higher initial costs for taxpayers and reduced returns for their assets and later. So, going back to what I was just previously saying, last week, Congress, by the way, Republicans in Congress, true conservatives, the few, Ron Paul and others, said, well, we should have an investigation of this first. And Paulson said, it was in Bloomberg, he did a Sunday night interview on Bloomberg TV, He said, this is contractual agreements with the private Federal Reserve. You are not even involved. Then he kind of blinked and backed off and said, okay, Congress better sign on to this, or we're going to have a depression in the next month.
I think they're going to go ahead and do this anyway without the act of Congress. I think they're going to come up with some way to do it, Alex.
Well, I heard you in the first hour say that, and you're absolutely right. So, I mean, they're saying, do this or we'll have a depression, or do this or we'll just do it anyways, and then we'll blame Congress through the controlled corporate media that the foreign banks own. We will blame you for all of this. So this is a bank robbery. And when you rob a bank, you go in with a gun, and you point at the people, and you say, put your hands up, you know, and you gag them. And our military, our police are good people. But they haven't tripled the number of the police in the last 10 years to play tiddlywinks. They haven't militarized the military domestically and trained them for gun confiscation and hired 26,000 preachers. This came out a year after I reported it when it was classified. Now it's mainstream news. They have preachers saying, turn your guns in, go to FEMA camps. They're teaching in Austin. I mean, imagine the preachers, 26,000, are being paid money, undisclosed amounts, to tell everybody martial law is good, Romans 13, submit to government. My point is, this was planned over a decade ago. I remember back in 1999, going interviewing the San Antonio police chief, former Army intelligence himself, Al A. Phillips, and he said Delta Force came into his office and tried to bribe him with millions of dollars just to, quote, be friends. What does the military do in Iraq? They're reporting $23 billion stolen, disappeared. They pay off the locals. They pay off the troops. Army privates are being given $30,000. Generals are being given tens of millions. It's to compromise them. It's to corrupt them. This is a covert operation, buying off what city managers they can, buying off county commissioners, city council, mayors, buying off police chiefs, setting up local CIA offices under the guise of Homeland Security. See, first they stage Oklahoma City, use that as a pretext to set up a police state. They have a fake drug war in the name of stopping drugs while it's shipped in by black ops as a pretext to have informants spying on the public. Then they stage a massive terror attack as a pretext to openly roll out NORTHCOM and the new military jurisdiction, which openly states the American people are an enemy force to be dealt with by the military. That's stated in PDD 51, John Warren Defense Authorization Act. It's all there stated. Then they collapse the economy, loot and steal everything, go offshore with it, cause a global depression, and then they state in hundreds of documents, I can name them if you'd like. This is so incredible, ladies and gentlemen. I'm even allowed to come on here and talk about this. I'm just so honored, George. There are some shows in our control we can talk about this.
Well, I want people to see a bigger picture, Alex.
Well, they're definitely getting it right now. So then the IMF and World Bank, Ex-Im Bank, International Bank of Settlements, that's actually running all this that they use in Reconstruction. That's what this is, Reconstruction of the U.S. and the image of the New World Order, set up in 1945. That's who's running it. Ex-Im Bank's the key to all this. That's the global receivership body. They have to bankrupt us. Banks make their money when something's bankrupted. So corporate takeover of the United States in total. And to do that, they have to destroy confidence. They have to tell people it's their fault. They have to sell the public on this. And then they're going to use the military and police in the name of stopping the crisis to orchestrate the implosion, to orchestrate the consolidation, and then everything's federalized, but through the private banks, then the people become indentured servants. That is the crossroads that we are now at, and there's no more time for denial. Folks, we didn't just tell you on this show and on my website and the things that I do that they were going to implode the economy. We told you specifically 3 years ago it would happen through the subprime mortgages as the pretext to blame the people. We told you that would be a fraud because we have their documents. We are not revelating anything here to you. We are giving you their own stated battle plan because something this big cannot be hidden. And so we need the military and police to follow the Bill of Rights, to follow the Constitution. We need to say no to this bailout and realize it is going to be 100 times worse if we allow them to carry this out through fruition.
Why are they doing it now, Alex? There's a reason. Somewhere there's a reason why they're doing it now.
They're doing it now, George, because in the homegrown terrorism prevention act about to pass the Senate, already passed the House. In the official UN meeting they had last week that was televised in Europe, in all the globalist documents, they state that they plan to do this in 2010 or 2011, but that there has been a, they state this, I can pull it up, there has been a global awakening to false flag terror. There has been a global awakening to the fact that private banks really own and run the major Western governments. There has been a global awakening, they meant to use the internet as the worldwide wiretap, as DARPA and MIT called it in the 70s when they invented it. And because the independent media took the field, because we won, they're hurrying the operation up that they plan to carry out worldwide. Their new world order is in trouble. There are other global entities in Russia and China that are challenging them. And so they are deciding, as you said last night, or exactly Monday, I heard it rebroadcast in Austin, you know, local stations re-air you earlier in the right. evening before you go live. I heard you break down that they decided to do this now on their timetable, and that's it. They knew. They became, through hubris, delusional. And they admit this. The true record, the true publication of record, the Financial Times of London, said 2 years ago, they said, look, in several articles, forget the Wall Street Journal, it's the Financial Times of London. That's really where they tell you the truth. Thinly veiled, and well, not even thinly veiled anymore. It's just openly stated. They said the financial elite planned global domination through derivatives, through the quadrillion, thousand-plus trillion they created to buy up all the real assets, but that things didn't go the way they planned. And so it's even more scary. They basically lost control and realized that it endangered their own system, so they have decided to artificially trigger it earlier. And so
it's almost as if they think they have run out of time.
No, that's what they say. And obviously, George, you're informing, you know that. You're just posing the question so I can answer it.
You know me too well.
I know you too well, George. You're a great guy. I wish I could. I mean, you tell people, what do you see happening, George? I mean, you've laid it out. I mean, it's not just Alex Jones.
You know, I have said for years now that there's a much bigger picture that we should be aware of, and that what they want, it's a sickness of control. I keep going back to the movie Eyes Wide Shut.
It's Control Freak, buddy.
Exactly. I mean, that movie represents exactly who these people are and what they want. They've got houses that 50 of us could put our houses in.
They've got 20 mistresses apiece.
They've got the cars. They've got everything they want. They don't toil. They don't work their tails off at night like I do and you do and so
it's
many
like Bob
Americans
Dylan says,
do.
They play with our world like it's a toy.
That's all they want. They are simply plain. They are so bored with everything. I had David Icke on earlier. He is also like you. He just hits it right out of the park, says it the way he sees it. These people are bored with life. They have nothing to do.
Well,
this is their challenge. They enjoy this.
It's a global risk game. You hit the nail on the head. You hit it out of the park. And to them, it's a chess game, and it's high risk. But if we look at the pathology, if we look at the psychology of Nero and Rome and the Aztecs and all the other, and the Byzantine empires and Hitler and Stalin, when they've got total control is when they go nuts and destroy things. They are self-destructive, and in their greed that you know, it doesn't matter if they have hundreds of billions apiece. It doesn't matter if they own basically whole countries' financial systems. They state in Carnegie Foundation and Ford Foundation documents, they openly say it. They write books about it. They're mad that we have nice houses and swimming pools and good-looking wives and happy children. They want to wreck it and ruin it all because they're greedy, selfish control freaks.
Alex, let's talk about the false UFO flag when we come right back on Coast to Coast AM. Well, next hour, we'll open up the phone lines. You can chat with Alex Bulldog Jones, but we'll talk to him when we come right back. Alex, there are some people who are talking about October 14th as a date of a UFO invasion. I'm not sure that's going to happen, but what do you hear also about possibility of faked UFO landings, a false flag?
Well, there's all sorts of false flags. We can have economic false flags, which always bring us into a greater crisis, which gives the New World Order more control. We have staged terror events. You know, there's so many different things that happen. But I have, you know, personally studied the UFO phenomenon for decades. I mean, who doesn't look at it? It's so interesting. And we're this tiny planet orbiting the sun, two-thirds of the way out on the Milky Arm, here in the Milky Way galaxy. And so I'm not saying that I don't believe that there isn't other life forms in the universe. I'm not saying that we're alone. But chances are we're in the middle of nowhere, and you know, most of these civilizations and creatures probably don't care too much about us. And so I don't go there. People have trouble enough dealing with NORTHCOM training to put the American people in FEMA camps and gun confiscation going on by the National Guard in Illinois when that's in the mainstream news. So I never really get into the UFOs, though it's an intriguing area, other than getting into the information we have concerning staged UFO events. And as you know, George, and your audience, this is an area where your audience has just amazing expertise, and obviously you have more than I because you've covered this hundreds of times. But we know that there are declassified U.S. government plans that have been in even mainstream news for the last 15 years or so to project with giant hologram projection systems a 300-yard tall Buddha or Jesus or Muhammad. And the Pentagon admits that since the 70s, at least, they have been working on these giant projectors that can project a UFO. They could project a giant pizza in the sky if they wanted to.
True.
And so,
even the Second Coming.
Absolutely. So, A, we know that's going on. And we know that the New World Order is all about hoaxes, all about control, all about mass panic. And so it's admitted that they have spent billions of dollars in the United States alone. Other governments have done this as well to develop fake UFO landings or fake hologram projections. Then we have Project Bluebeam, parts of it declassified, other parts leaked, a lot of other questionable information on the subject. But then in the last 12 months or so, we've seen the Pope Benedict, come out and say aliens are real, Jesus has other flocks, aliens are visiting us, they're our brothers.
Well, he didn't say they were visiting us, but he came close.
Well, you're right about that, but then he had a separate group in the Vatican say that, basically. The point is that the Pope's saying that aliens are real, and then we've had all these other groups and organizations say it, and now we've had a prominent astronaut come out and say that aliens are visiting the Earth, and there's basically a secret program with the aliens, and that the government's keeping it secret. And we've had other astronauts come out in the last few years and say that they saw UFOs on the moon, or they saw UFOs in orbit. And all of this seems to be coming at once, and we see other governments coming out and legitimizing it, and giant, you know, football field long or bigger UFOs over suburbs of Dallas, Texas, up in Denton earlier this year and last year. So all of this going on, it just looks contrived to me. And then we know that there's a plan to have a staged invasion. And they're saying bin Laden's going to be, you know, his dead body's going to be found this month. They're saying there's going to be a terror attack this month. They're saying aliens may, you know, invade or have a fake invasion this month. I don't know if any of that's true or if any of that's going to happen. All I know is I have never seen, George, such a legitimizing in the mainstream. I mean, Larry King Live.
Oh, I know, numerous times.
I mean, every time I'm in a restaurant or I turn on the television, it seems like six, seven times this year, and I hardly ever tune in, so it must be a lot. Larry King Live's talking about it being real and having all these guests, and other television programs, mainline news shows are saying it's real, and the government's saying get ready for something big, and all the disclosure projects and groups that are out there. So really, I just wanted to point out to listeners that we know that the Area 51 craft people are seeing, that's a government program. We know that for more than two decades, they already had the B-2 bomber before they rolled that out in 1987. We know that the Flying V's are a government project. And I interviewed Dr. Bob Bowman. You may not have interviewed him, but you may have. He's the former head of the Star Wars program. And he's very mainline. He doesn't get into UFOs or aliens or any of that. But he said that this much has been declassified, so he could talk about it on my website, Infowars.com. He said that when he was there in the 70s and 80s, they already had circling the globe robotic drone remote control aircraft that were part of the decapitation program that drop basically DU 100 pound and larger depleted uranium SABO rounds out of orbit, and that the SABO rounds speed up. They're non-nuclear. They're heavy. They're radioactive, but it's not a nuclear detonation, atomic or hydrogen or neutron. They drop them out of orbit, and that it can kill people 1,000 feet underground, much less 200 feet in a bunker, and that in the late 70s, the U.S. government, and he can only talk about this because some of this has been declassified, that they could basically kill every major world leader in less than an hour with these drone space platforms. They don't right. send people up there. They can stay in orbit for years. They don't have to have any maintenance. If they do have a problem, they can just fly into deeper space and self-destruct. And so from the former head of Star Wars program, the Strategic Defense Initiative, he told me, and then others have told me, and then parts of it have been declassified, and he went as far as he could, and no more, that there have been drone aircraft in orbit and floating space stations. I mean, it's way more advanced than the public's told. The space shuttle was drawn by Wernher von Braun in 1941 for Hitler. And it's been in service since the early 1980s, and they're talking about retiring it in 2010 or 2011. So that's 1940s drawing board technology. That is not as advanced as the true space program gets. And so many of these unidentified flying object reports, and so many of these programs we see, it turns out to fit in with black op secret projects we know the shadow government has. And imagine the religious, the socioeconomic, the societal effect it would have if they had a flying saucer land in Central Park and a robotic android came off, or these human-animal hybrids that the government admits they've created. I mean, what they admit is just amazing. I mean, basically the sky is the limit for the type of hoax they could commit. And back during the 80s, during the kickoff of the Olympics, they had the fake flying saucers landing, but said that it was just part of the show. But that looked real and panicked some people. Just Orson Welles getting on air and saying that in Bakersfield, these tripod flying saucers had landed caused panic nationwide. And so imagine holograms appearing over major cities, over Mecca, over Tehran, over Moscow. Imagine a saucer or two landing and what looks like aliens coming out. This is the ultimate false flag, and that's why I've decided to go ahead and weigh in on this subject. But you're the real expert, George.
Well, I don't think anything is going to happen on the 14th, but it is very possible that during this moment of chaos around this planet that something like this could be concocted and planned.
Well, we know they've been gearing up for it. We know that the black op government, the shadow government, has studied it, has looked at it, has been preparing the public for it, and I agree with you. I mean, I don't think it's going to happen in 20-something days, but it certainly is on the drawing board. It is feasible, and how intriguing is that, that the Pentagon admits, imagine what they're not telling us, and of course you're an expert on this, I'm sure you've seen all that, where they admit they've had staged UFO programs that have been at least theorized and prepared. I remember when they were going to have the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie come out, Last Action Hero. They did a big hologram projection in the sky just for the promotion of that. So this is real technology, and I think people should just be aware of that and questioning things if that unfolds. And if that ever happens, certainly tune into Coast to Coast AM.
Alex, what's going on with the internet these days? Because some alternative media websites are being slowed down, shut down, stopped. I don't know if they've truly affected you. I remember once we were talking and we thought you were knocked off for a day or two. What's happening out there?
Well, the internet is full of great things. It's full of informative things. It's full of thought-provoking information. But it's also being flooded with disinformation. It's not just the elite that are going to seed, the elite that are getting decadent and corrupt. The public itself, there's kind of a quickening on both sides. You have a lot of people that are becoming more pious, more focused, more informed, more enlightened, more involved, more concerned. But at the same time, there's a quickening by people involved in hacking and corruption and lying and disinformation just for chaos's own sake. And if I went through the whole cocktail, we have a few minutes, perhaps I can.
Yeah, you do.
You know, all the different things that are happening. You know, I talk about how I kind of got set up by some provocateurs that were out there screaming, kill Michelle Malkin, who turned out, you know, they were on her side and later said it as they left. The same thing's happening. There are not dozens, hundreds of YouTube channels alone just for me. And by the way, George, I don't know if you know this, there's some for you and everybody else for some reason, where they take what we've said, they edit it craftily.
They play with it. They sure do.
Yeah, they play with it. They change what we say. I had to get YouTube to take down more than 50 channels 2 days ago with sites that had my face, that had edited audio of me together when I was reporting on a rap group that had talked about Kill Bill O'Reilly, and I was saying, that's wrong, that's bad. They edited that to where it was Alex Jones saying, kill Bill O'Reilly. It made it look like my official YouTube channels. I have several down to even hacking it and faking the number of members and subscribers. And they're doing this to congressmen and women. They're doing this to corporate leaders, and it's a huge industrial-scale operation. I mean, this is thousands of people, and they're doing this. They're very skilled.
Is it a disinformation group?
Yes, it's a disinformation group, clearly corporate, above government, and simultaneously they've had UN meetings last week. They've had corporate meetings in the U.S. and England saying there's all this disinformation, there's all this misrepresentation, people saying this is the official Alex Jones channel, kill all these government people, or, you know, this is the official radio site of a well-known talk show, you know, do this, to where everybody in prominence, whether they be in government or media, it's meant to get them on the bandwagon to accept Internet ID, and if you can ID people, you can track them, you can frame them, you can tax them, you can regulate them, and that's what the UN and others are saying. They want a world rule where you have to log in who you are, basically thumbprint or ID somehow, to get online, to control and track what everybody's doing. And then simultaneously, as this is being introduced, we see not just myself, but literally thousands of media people, even mid-level folks, small people in the media, low-level, being attacked, being slandered, being set up, so that they will then get behind it. And going back about 6 years, and then again 2 years ago, when the Congress tried to get rid of net neutrality, which would basically shut down the web,
There
were lots of horrible things that were done on the web simultaneously. And the global black ops system can also launch a fake attack on the Internet. They've been getting us ready for that, saying the Internet's going to be attacked. It's going to be taken down. But only government could do that. Also under Internet 2, the United Nations and others have announced they're going to force us on the Internet, too, where everybody has a subdomain under 50 corporations and 50 universities where you sign an agreement like MySpace to waive your rights, where they can ban you, they can restrict you, they can control what you say and do. Comcast, Time Warner, and others in Canada, in the U.S., places in Texas are saying they're going to restrict what sites you can visit down to about 1,000. There's also calls to regulate and tax the Internet. So there are hundreds of things that are happening. And then 4 months ago, Senator Lieberman sent a letter to Google that owns YouTube and said, anything basically that's terror-related needs to be banned. And the media said, oh, well, we should ban al-Qaeda training videos. But the problem is, in the Senate hearings they had on the Domestic Violent Radicalization Act, H.R. 1955 in the House, it's already passed, it's now in the Senate, they listed 9/11 Truth, architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, and mixed that in with al-Qaeda. And YouTube last week shut down hundreds of legitimate accounts that had my material and other mainline material.
Because they just didn't know what to digest, I guess, right?
Well, they were told. And so they've now admitted in their rules they have adopted this First Amendment attacking legislation without it even passing the Senate. And so we are now seeing arbitrary censorship of the web, but again, with a backdrop of all this hacking and lying and...
Rather than investigate it, they just shut it down.
Because they can't. I mean, what are they going to do when they have tens of thousands of accounts saying, go after, you know, whack the president.
Right, right.
Go after Bill O'Reilly. You know, I'm Alex Jones.
You got to shut it down.
Exactly, until they find out what happened. And I was about to say, at least YouTube has now admitted they were wrong. I'm glad you went there. And has been restoring the accounts. So I have to say, YouTube and Google are kind of being bullied here. Because what do? When an account has my face up on it and is saying, I'm Alex Jones. This is what it says. I'm not saying this. They'll edit this again. It's horrible. I'm Alex Jones, and whoever does this, you're criminal. Do not edit this. I'm saying what they're saying.
Mm-hmm,
I'm not
mm-hmm.
saying this. I'm Alex Jones. I'm offering $1 million to kill Bill O'Reilly. I'm Alex Jones. I'm offering, you know, all this money to go after Sarah Palin. That's what they're doing, George. They are toxifying and flooding the web. And it's huge. I mean, when I say industrial, I mean, they'll start 500 sites in one day. They create...
Jeez, that much?
Oh, I'm not kidding. They will create accompanying websites to make it look legitimate.
How do you know it's not some kid playing around thinking he's being funny?
How could a kid... When I say 500 sites, I haven't counted them. 50-plus in one day. We have them deleted. We call YouTube, you know...
They're like ants. They just keep coming.
We've had so many problems that I don't just get a fax number or a phone number. I have phone numbers for Google executives. I have phone numbers for YouTube, you know the heads of these departments. And I can call them on their office phones. They know who I am.
And they can get away for a while, at least, with this hate. They can say that. And who points it out to like, YouTube?
I'm forced to. So now with my small staff, I have to sit here kind of like whack-a-mole. You know that game?
You got to prove who you are.
I've got to prove who I am. Well, I have an account number, and then I have an advanced account number. I've been escalated all the way up to the top. I mean, nobody gets to talk to Google and YouTube. I do. Because they understand. Because they understand, and they tell me privately, I don't want to get too much into this because it's confidence, that they say, look, they want to regulate us and shut us down. They're using us to shut it down. We're going to work with you to try to stop this. I mean, you've seen all the attacks on YouTube and Google.
Oh, absolutely. Alex, we're going to take phone calls with you next on Coast to Coast AM.